Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. They are the driving force behind keeping a fleet of 276 Jordan School District school buses running safely and smoothly. It's National School Bus Safety Week, so we're going to take you to meet the mechanics. They are men and women who work behind the scenes, under the hood, examining engines, testing brakes, inspecting tires, even repairing upholstery on some of the largest vehicles on the roadway. Find out how our amazing mechanics work day and night in some of the worst weather conditions to keep kids safe on the school bus. We're here with Richard Burrell, the shop foreman here at Transportation, where maintenance is done on all of our school buses. Richard, thanks for taking some time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is one of the jobs where people say, hey, what do you guys do all summer? There's a ton of work to be done in the summer to prepare for the school year and close out the previous one. Tell me what your summers look like.
Our summers are just playing catch up, finish up with their services. Right now we're in the middle of doing three engines. So we're doing complete overhauls on three of the buses right now. Spring jobs, brake jobs, everything. We're going through every, we went through every bus this year to make sure everything's ready to go again.
And there are a lot of safety requirements and expectations, yes. Timing of inspections and maintenance work.
Correct. Yeah, we make sure all the safety is up on every vehicle here. If it's due for safety missions or whatever, we've done our missions this summer. We don't stop. We're busy all year long.
So. It's a lot of work. How many buses do we have in our fleet,
right,
would you
now,
say?
274 as of right now.
And we have a few of those that are natural gas vehicles, right?
114 of them are.
Tell me about the maintenance of a natural gas vehicle versus a traditional engine.
The only real difference is they're basically the same engine, other than natural gas has a set of spark plugs, so we have to do service on spark plugs. But other than that, turbochargers, diesels controlled by intake heat pressure, and natural gas is controlled by, like, gasoline engine would be spark plug fire type situation. So the service on those is a little bit more every 30,000 miles, but not bad.
And how many people are there on your staff to maintain all those buses?
We're nine right now.
Nine of you.
Nine of us.
That is a large bus to employee ratio.
Yes, we are one short of what we have, what we're supposed to have, but.
Yeah. Now, is most of the work that you do maintenance, I assume, but there are some emergencies that happen as well?
We do everything in this shop short of transmission work. We do body work. We do engine. We rebuild our own engines. We do frame up. We do springs. We do everything in here.
Wow. Nine people.
I have certain people, like this guy that works on this bay right here. He does suspension work. He loves doing it. It's heavy work. But he loves it, so we just let him do it.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's good to have some people who can specialize.
Yes, yes.
Now, you've got a variety of types of buses also. Some
Correct.
Buses that are designed to service those with special needs. And you have different brands of buses as well, don't you?
Correct. We have Bluebirds, Internationals, and Thomas's. We have special needs buses, which is one like one behind you right here. Like I said, we have 114 natural gas buses. The rest are field trip diesels or pushers, which we call pushers, which is that size right there. We have three different brands. I have 18 years worth of seven different engines, 18 years worth of models on them. So we have a lot.
Yeah.
And we have to learn every year. They're just like cars. They come out every year with new stuff on them. So.
Yeah.
So we're constantly learning them.
Wow, that sounds extremely complicated.
Yeah, we have to be able to know what we're doing so we can teach the drivers not what they're doing. So.
Right, yeah, exactly. What is the toughest job in the shop here?
Right now?
Yeah.
Just maintaining the fleet.
Yeah, just the
constantly keeping up on with what drivers are going on and
right.
Constantly making sure things that need to come in here is getting in here and getting back out on the road.
What are the hours during the school year, the hours of operation?
We work from 5:30 in the morning till 5:30 at night.
Wow.
I have two crews, an early shift crew and a late shift crew. Early shift comes in 5:30 and they go home at 2, and my late shift comes in at 8:30 and they go home at 5. Then I have two lead mechanics that hang out till 5:30.
Wow. You really cover the day.
And I fill in all the blanks that are missing. So.
Yeah, and I know those blanks do come up.
Yes.
Wow, it's just really incredible the work that you have ahead of you for a small group. I am not mechanically inclined, so just looking at this engine right here, seems very, very complex. And this is a unique kind of lift. This has got to be a lift that's made specifically for school buses.
Well, they make it for trucks and everything else. They're 18,000 pounds a piece. That's what their weight lift is ability.
Yeah.
But because we have flat floors in here, we didn't want the new building put the in-ground lifts in, so this is the way to go with it.
Oh, I see.
They're all tied in together, so you just push one button and they all raise at the same time and they all lower at the same time.
So there's basically one tower by each of the four wheels, and you push the button.
I can take right here.
Okay.
The power's on, so I can raise it.
Oh, it leans in and
lifts
that bus.
And picks the whole thing up at the same time.
That's really something to see, huh?
Yeah, wow. It saves us. It saves a lot of time and effort on us. So.
How much does a bus weigh?
36,000 GVWs on them, so they're only about, empties about 24,000 a piece for them.
Huh, interesting. And how old are our oldest buses, would you say?
Because you said it's over
about 17 years?
Over 18 years.
18.
Because of the grants that we've gotten to buy natural gases, we are at about 2008, 2009 is the oldest bus I have.
Now, those grants, when they come through, my understanding is you have to prove that the diesel bus is out of commission. You drill a hole through the engine.
Yeah, we have to drill a 3x3 hole, and we have to have film it, so there's a 3x3 hole in the engine block, so it can't be resold, reused. We have to cut the frames in half in the middle of the buses, so the buses can no longer be used for frame worthy. So we have to film all that while we're doing, or after we do it, we film the whole thing and send it in. So.
Wow.
The bus can no longer be on the road. It has to be destroyed.
So how long have you worked for Jordan School District?
23 years now.
Wow. And is this where you got started, or did you work elsewhere as a mechanic
first? I worked through Thomas Lewis Transportation selling Thomas school buses
long before
I came here.
Okay.
So I've been doing this about 33, 34 years now.
Wow. Well, we're very glad to have you in Jordan District. It's a huge operation. Tell me, we're standing in the new transportation facility. It's been a couple of years now, but I've heard nothing but good things about the space that you now have to work in.
We love this place here. We have 14 bays now total. So every mechanic has their own bay, so they can get in and out by themselves. We're not in each other's way. We have plenty of room. We have a brand new welding shop in here, so we can maintain and do our old welding, whatever we need to be done. We have a new paint booth. We have a body shop. I have a part-time body guy that takes care of that. So, and his full-time job just taking care of that.
Right, yeah. So the body shop and everything in between. Our previous facility was a lot smaller.
The previous facility was what they called the dome, or what we called the dome.
Yeah, it was the inflatable building.
Yes, correct. It was a lot smaller, yes.
Yeah.
We had to, when we worked in that, we had to coordinate moving all the buses in that we need to work on, then move everything out at the same time so we could concentrate back and forth, because we only had one access door to get in and out of. So.
Yeah. Now with one door and not enough bays for everybody, I'm sure a lot of time was just taken up moving buses around.
That's why I said we coordinated, got everybody that when we're ready to move, we need to move everything, including what's in the middle, to get it out so they can get in and out of there.
Yeah.
And then they bring another bus in, then we can slide back in again.
Yeah, well, that seems like a good setup.
It took a lot of coordination to do that.
I see with the hood of the school bus up. I see those horns. Those are serious air horns.
Yes,
there.
They are.
Yeah,
they make a good noise out there.
Stay with us when we come back. Buckle up while we take you through a really big bus wash.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? Jordan School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or a substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias, where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire custodians and bus drivers. In Jordan School District, we like to say, people come for the job and enjoy the adventure. Apply today at employment.jordandistrict.org.
Can we walk by one of the bays and just see what that looks like? Now, so
the bus bays or?
Yeah.
Sure.
How much oil do you go through in this place?
Quite a bit. We order every 500 gallons, probably twice a month.
Wow.
This bay here is done for my driver's ed vehicles, Suburbans, everything else. I have one mechanic dedicated strictly to this stuff. So he takes care of all driver's ed vehicles and all the Suburbans we have.
Now talk about hard miles. Those driver ed vehicles get some hard miles.
They get a lot of damage to them. This is Kelly, one of my techs here.
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
He's got a material list about a mile long on this one here, so.
Yeah.
It started out with service, but he's got a bunch of stuff going on with it too. So when they come in to the shop here, when they're ready to go out the door, they're 100% ready to go.
Yeah.
Our philosophy here is that we have one more day to fix it if it takes that long to.
Yeah.
Because of what we haul every day. So
you don't send it out
unless
it's totally
nothing's
ready.
Rushed.
Yep. What's the most common problem that you see coming through on a bus?
We haven't lost as many alternators as we used to. Alternators used to be an issue. Because of the EPA stuff that's on these buses, the DPFs and DEF systems, regen systems on them, we deal with a lot nowadays because for an over-the-road vehicle that does highway 60, 65, it works really good. But for everybody that does stop and go all day long,
mm-hmm.
us,
right.
UPS, you name it, it's hard on the system. So we spend a lot of time working on that. Other than that, it's services for most of it. Parts, radiator, we gotta go through radiators and stuff like that. Like I said, he's building an engine right now, just about ready on that one.
Let's walk over there.
Exhaust system, this building was built because of the natural gas. The one we're working on, natural gas, if we ever develop a leak, natural gas is lighter than air. Our vent system goes on top, and all these doors open up to vent everything out.
So if natural gas is leaking, then the building
vents itself
and reacts to that.
Right. Natural gas is lighter than air, so it always dissipates up above the buses. So if you see a natural gas bus, and I don't have one in here to show you, there's always a vent tube on the top, but it'll go up in the air. So our exhaust fans are going up there, and every one of these doors will open up to take care of that. So the building was built that way to handle that.
And it's important to note that we have enough buses that we can take our time on a bus.
Yes.
And make sure that it's tip-top before it heads out of the garage. What would you say to parents and students?
Our whole sole philosophy in this place is to make these buses as safe as possible to handle the kids that we handle every day. We know there's a lot of kids out there that we deal with, so our importance is safety on these buses. Everybody asks us, do we take the summers off? No, we don't take the summers off.
No, summer's got to be one of your busiest times.
It is, trying to get things back up. I have my own upholsterer in here. She makes all our seat covers and stuff now. She sews up.
We just
buy it in bulk, and she makes everything in here.
So I see those huge rolls of material, and then you've got boxes of various covers for different size seats.
Whatever fits in each seat here. Sorry.
What color is that? Like a slate gray? Is every seat the same color?
They're all blue. Yeah.
They're all blue.
That's just the inside of one. They all look like this on the
outside. Okay, that blue on the outside.
Huh. We try to keep everything as conformed as possible.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of stuff to do. So
as much as you can reduce the variation, it increases your ability to do
the job. We keep her pretty busy in here. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that you do.
This is Scott. This is my parts guy.
Hi, Scott.
He spends half his life taking care of my problems. So.
How many different parts do we have coming through here, Scott?
Thousands.
Yeah.
I have thousands of parts every day.
Yeah.
I do a lot.
And it's been, what's the toughest part to get these days?
Tires.
Yeah, that's
tires.
That's what Richard was saying.
One of the most expensive items to get.
Have they shot up in price?
They have.
Yeah.
They have. Steer tires are run anywhere from $485 up to $500 each.
Wow.
So that's why I recap all of my front ones.
So in addition to everything else we talked about, we have a shop that allows us to get everything we can out of every tire and every bus for as long as possible.
We run a tire right now that we get an average of 60,000 miles on a tire before they go bad on us. And then we'll send them out and get them recapped one time. Because usually by that time, the date on the tire's so old, we can't recap them twice. If we recap a tire twice after that life cycle's done, the caps are sold to trucking industries or whoever would like to buy them. We don't run anything more than twice on these buses here.
So you really make the most of everything we've got.
Every mile. I license all the buses. I make sure they're all inspected. I do the fuel for the entire district.
Wow.
I see the fuel bill for the entire district.
And that's...
And I pay that.
That's huge.
That's extraordinary.
Yes.
That is extraordinary sometimes.
Wow. Wow. Well, thank you for everything you do and staying on top of this very complex job.
Yeah.
All right, so we're walking into the paint collision and wash area.
So I have room in here that I can put two buses time in for the body side. We just brought one back this afternoon that got wrecked today. We were really hoping to make it through one day, but it is what it is.
Day one.
So day one. We have a complete paint booth that we do our own paint work in here. So.
Just to clarify, it's just a little body. Nobody's hurt.
Nobody was hurt.
What's the name of School Bus Yellow? Is it School Bus Yellow?
There's actually 11 kinds of School Bus Yellow.
11 kinds of School Bus Yellow.
So we have to do some matching.
What are?
Well, they call it all School Bus Yellow, but there's different shades of it.
Okay.
So I can't tell you every one of them.
11 shades.
He probably could, but I can't. But there are 11 different shades of School Bus Yellow.
Okay. All right. How about... I mean, isn't there like a fluorescent green you could order just to kind of mix things up a little
bit?
No,
they don't. The federal government don't let me do that.
All right. They tell you.
We're
11 yellows is the range. That's it.
That's all
okay.
We got.
All right. Fair enough. And
this is the bus wash facility. But careful, that'll set it off. So.
Okay.
You started up?
Yeah, I did. Apparently. I passed the eye.
All right.
So the buses, they can come in here and pre-clean, wash your windshield, do everything they need to do. We don't let them clean the inside of the buses in here because we don't want to tie up. We have a lot of buses to get through here. So
okay.
They can come in, pre-wash their windshields, backs, and then go through the bus wash here.
Wow. That is serious business.
Yeah.
None of that would really even touch my car as it drove through except for the water. The brushes would be too far away.
We've tried the cars, and they don't work very well.
It doesn't work in here.
But it works great for the buses, so.
Yeah.
And I got a guy in here that does nothing, but he's a driver. But he comes in the morning and opens his place up, makes sure everything's set up so the drivers whatever they need. Because that door's unlocked during the daytime, so they can come in here and get any kind of cleaning supplies they need in here to clean their buses every day. And then he'll come back in the afternoon to close it down.
I have to compliment you. I've walked through this place several times. It's always very clean and organized and orderly.
Randy's a detailer. Yes, he's good at this.
Yeah. Now the whole shop looks great. So, well, thanks very much for the tour.
You're welcome.
For taking the time. I know you're very busy.
Thank you very much.
Keeping our kids safe and our buses on the road.
We do our best. So.
You do great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.